And welcome to Get Your Lean On with Coach Tony. Well, let's introduce in Coach Tony. Tony, it's been a while since we've seen you.
It has, absolutely. So I think the last time I was on, Zach, was actually the second week of December.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's been a while. And, we decided to actually change time slots and go to a once-a-month radio show from a four-time-a-month radio show. So now we're going to be on Tuesdays. So I just want to say, I apologize to all the listeners, the awesome listeners out there that love the Get Your Lean On show for, going down to one day a week and going to the Tuesday. But the great news is I'm here, and I'm going to be here once a month giving you relevant content that's applicable to your life that can help change the destiny of your health.
And a jam-packed hour every month.
Yeah. Sometimes at the end of the show, I have so much to talk about that I just speed my language up a little bit.
You'll know when the knowledge is finally coming in.
Right. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So this is the first time you and I got to work together. I mean, we've been in the studio together, but this is the first time we actually got to co-host together.
Yeah, it's the first time.
Very, very cool.
With the Good Neighbor Show and myself, yep. Zach Morris, filling in for Haley for today. So
can't wait. Yeah, no, this is awesome. So before we dive into the main subject of today, I think it was back in November, Zach, when I made an offer to the listeners out here, the WHBY listeners, to the Get Your Lean On show. And I want to do this offer again because, with the rollover of the new year, New Year's resolution, everybody's struggling to either grab onto their New Year's resolution or, maybe they're struggling to figure out how to work it. I'm going to offer for the first 10 people that email me at tony@getyourleanon.com or go to my website, getyourleanon.com, and go to my either nutrition coaching or my training coaching and hit me up with an inquiry saying, Coach Tony, I listen to you on WHBY. I am going to offer you a 1 hour free nutrition and weight loss coaching session with me, yours truly, Coach Tony, a $225 value free just for listening to this show. So if you just in the heading say WHBY, I listen to you on WHBY. And for the first 10 people that do that, I am going to give you a free nutrition and weight loss coaching session so I can help steer you in the right direction when it comes to those New Year's resolutions.
You can't beat that. And what's the email address again?
It's tony@getyourleanon.com. Or again, you can inquire me right on my website, getyourleanon.com.
All right.
Exciting. Yeah, I mean, it works out so good. It helps everybody. It helps the listeners out there. And I just want to give back because I know a lot of people struggle this time of the year with grabbing onto those resolutions, and I'm going to help push them in their direction.
Keep it beyond 1 month.
Exactly. Right. Try to keep it beyond 1 month. Hopefully the whole year. Make 2019 your best year ever. So today we got a pretty great subject, which really dives into this whole New Year's resolution thing as well. So we're going to start laying out the framework on why hormones influence weight loss far more than the number of calories that you cut out of your diet. Now, that sounds completely counterintuitive to most people because we really look at calories as the focal point of weight loss. But I'm going to, from an evidence-based perspective, I'm going to help people understand that hormones are more tightly tied to weight loss than the amount of calories you do or don't eat. Make sense, Zach?
Yeah, I mean, when you think of trying to lose weight, you look at calories.
Absolutely.
That's what everyone tries to do.
Everybody tries to do. So do we got time to dive in?
Yeah, we do.
All right, let's dive in. So with the rollover into the new year marks a time for almost everybody for some major event or change in their life, right? And the biggest New Year's resolution of all, of course, is weight loss, followed by becoming healthier. But weight loss is the number one New Year's resolution. That's why you see today, Zach, right? You turn on the TV and every channel is plastered full of infomercials or commercials on how to lose weight from national diet plans, the shakes, the pills, the powders, to and they all promise they are your solution to you becoming a slimmer and healthier you, right? We hear it all the time. However, and there's always a but in everything, right? The fact is that more people today are dieting and watching their calories or trying to consciously eat better or do portion control, yet we're getting heavier and sicker in the process and not leaner and healthier. That's very interesting, right? Millions and millions of people are trying to do this, yet we're going in the opposite direction. Now, although there's simple logic behind why people aren't achieving their weight loss and health goals, it's rarely ever talked about or just avoided altogether. And the simple reason is because it would complicate the way conventional mainstream diet plans are structured. Now, in the conventional mainstream diet world, nearly every big name diet plan is based on calorie control, whether it's through watching your calories, counting your points, or drinking shakes, or having meals delivered to your doorstep. They're all about portion and calorie control. Their logic is, if you want to lose weight, you simply must eat fewer calories, even if you don't change the type of calories that you're consuming. And my question to that logic is, how is it possible that we think we can lose weight on less of the same foods that got us heavy and sick and believe it's a permanent solution? And although the theory looks really promising, right? 500 calories minus 600 calories. So 500 calories in versus 600 calories out or burn equals weight loss. It sounds very promising on paper due to the fact that it's quite easy to understand, right? Although it's highly misleading and pretty ill effect. In fact, research clearly shows that hormones influence weight gain and therefore weight loss, and not how many calories you either eat or neglect to eat. Sounds pretty counterintuitive, doesn't it? It goes against the grain of what everybody actually believes in. So I'm going to break down the real reason why we gain weight. Now, this is a very simplistic overview, but it's going to kind of shock a lot of people on what they value or what they look at as weight gain versus how the body actually works biologically. So we'll come back to that as soon as we go on our commercial, and we'll dive into the real reason why we gain weight.
Do you have any questions for Coach Tony? Also call at 281-1150 on our Settler Bank phone lines. Also 1-866-887-1150 for outside the Appleton area. We'll be back with Coach Tony on Get Your Lean On after this on WHBY. Welcome back to Get Your Lean On with Coach Tony. I'm Zach Morris filling in for Haley Tenpass. And Tony, let's break this down.
Yeah, pretty exciting stuff so far, I'm sure, for the listeners. I'm going to shock a lot of them, but that's what it's all about, a little bit of shock value to get them to think about, hey, maybe there is a different concept, and maybe we've been fed the wrong information. So that's what I try to do, clear all this up by bringing an evidence-based or a science-based information that's applicable to their lives instantly that makes complete sense. And it kind of debunks the stuff that we've been fed that is untrue. So just to recap a little bit about, you know, we went over how more people are dieting or counting their calories or trying to eat healthier than ever before, yet we're getting heavier and sicker in the process and not leaner and healthier, meaning that there's something that's missing. And I disclose that, you know, it's weight gain and therefore weight loss is more tightly tied to hormones and not how many calories you either eat or neglect to eat. So I wanted to clear up the logic behind the real reason why we gain weight And again, this is a simplistic overview, but it's going to make a lot of sense to a lot of people, a lot of our great listeners. So most of us still believe that weight gain is a repercussion of eating too much food. We just talked about this off air, and is most people believe that, right, Zach?
You would think the number one item is, oh, I've been eating out the last 3 months. Yep. That's the reason why I have the weight gain.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm just eating too many calories. And although this seems quite logical to assume that eating too many calories would equate to weight gain, especially because it's what's been deeply ingrained in us by nearly every diet plan and even our health practitioners, professionals, for the last 50 years, it's not exactly the way the body works on a biological level. So, in fact, the human body is a pretty elaborate machine with many checks and balances already put into place, which automatically control energy balance, even in times of food overload. So in times of food overload, our body or metabolism automatically speeds up as long as you're metabolically healthy. And the same thing when you start to eat less calories, your body automatically slows down to conserve energy. That's a normal metabolic process. So why is that people continue to gain weight, even though many of us believe that we're eating healthier, while even a higher percentage of us are consciously watching or counting how many calories we put into our bodies? And the simple answer is going to surprise almost all of our listeners. And they should write this down, because this is a pretty profound statement. Weight gain is a triggered response to eating food that causes us to have more sugar in the bloodstream than the body is capable of using. Now, the faster those calories enter the bloodstream and the higher they raise your blood sugar level, the quicker those calories can be converted to body fat. It's not a matter of how many calories you consume versus how many you burn. It's a matter of what those calories are actually doing to your body hormonally. Does that make sense to you? So it's not the amount of calories, it's where the calories come from that break the biology of the body and end up because we're spiking blood sugar level and we're throwing off other hormones that are going to dictate satiety and hunger. And we're going to cover that. In fact, the types of foods that you choose to eat will also determine through hormonal responses the neuroregulation of appetite, or what, when, and how much we end up eating on a daily basis. This is why calorie restriction only works for a short period of time. And guess what? The big name diet programs know this all too well. They know that you're going to have some short-term success. You're going to go and you're going to start nixing your calories or counting your points or whatever you do, or scaling back your portions, and you're going to lose weight, but eventually you'll cave to willpower and fall off the plan, only to retry it over and over again and end up gaining all your weight back plus. So you're going to end up becoming basically what we call a yo-yo dieter. Now, the truth is, you can't live on less of the same foods that got you heavy and sick and expect that to be even a permanent fix or even a pleasurable experience. Because I don't know anybody who says, I'm going to eat just a half a brownie and doesn't end up eating the whole pan somewhere down the road. Zach, could that possibly be you or anybody you know?
Very
I think
true.
We all experience that. So because of what we've been taught through the dieting industry, as well as our government and even our health practitioners, that calorie control is the mainstay of weight loss and better health, I should say, as well, we look at food and calories as the focal point of becoming slim and healthy. However, food is much more than just calories and energy. It's also information that sets into play hormones. Or in other words, food is your body's chemical messengers signaling your hormones to either light up and do what they're supposed to do or downregulate. Now, the interesting thing is that most of us don't even realize that our hunger, cravings, and the feeling of fullness, or what I call satiety, are all governed by hormonal sensations, not by how many calories you eat. Therefore, if you want to lose weight and become the healthiest version of you possible permanently, not just for a couple weeks, then you need to switch your logic from a calories-first approach to losing weight to a hormones-first approach, because that's where the success lies. We still got a lot of time yet?
We got a couple minutes.
All right, let's keep rolling on this then. So every time, let me get into like how calories signal our body. So every time we consume a food or calories, your body evaluates those calories to determine whether those calories are going to support your automatic processes by stabilizing harmonious hormonal balance, or are they going to throw your body into complete hormonal havoc? Now, if we eat the right types of calories, your body will be able to stabilize and do what it's designed to do automatically by stabilizing your blood sugar levels, which is very, very important. And we'll talk more about this as we go on through this segment. Your energy balance, your stress, your mood, your satiety, your fullness, and even your own perfect body weight. If you eat the right type of calories, your body will automatically do this stuff. It'll stabilize blood sugar levels. Your energy balance will be on. Your stress, your mood will be good. Your cognition, focus will be on. You'll be full or hungry when you're supposed to be. And your weight will automatically regulate the way it's supposed to go. However, and I repeat myself, there's always a but in everything. If you continue to eat the wrong type of calories, even in less amounts, eventually you'll have to start manipulating your body's natural automatic processes manually by trying to either cut your calories or, even in a worse situation, through the use of medications to control your biological processes. So right after we go through this little break, we're going to continue and get to the hormones that are directly tied to weight gain and weight loss. Sound good?
Sounds great. We'll be back with more of Coach Tony on Get Your Lean On after this. Welcome back to Get Your Lean On with Coach Tony from the Myra Construction Studio of WHBY. And don't forget to call on our Settler Bank phone lines, 281-1150. We're in Oshkosh and outside the Appleton area, 1-866-887-1150. Well, Coach Tony, want to go over that deal you offered to the listeners?
Yeah, I will. But I got to say, Zach, great tunes, man. You know I'm an 80s hair band rocker, and that's why people can identify this show. Because it's always that cool stuff. So
you can't go wrong with rock.
You can never go wrong with rock. That's absolutely shit.
Especially as Def Leppard. I'm a Def Leppard fan.
Awesome. Very cool. Very good. Good picks. Yeah, so again, Zach, you know, talking back, I think it was early November, I offered the listeners a chance for a free gift with me. And now that it's the new year, I want to offer that again. So my offer to the listeners out there is all you have to do is go to tony@getyourleanon.com and email me saying you listen to WHBY or you listen to me on WHBY, or go to my website, getyourleanon.com, and go to my inquiries, whether it's through nutrition or fitness coaching, and you'll click the button and you'll get an inquiry and inquire, I listen to you, Coach Tony, on WHBY, and I'm going to give you a free gift, a $225 value, absolutely free, which is a one-hour nutrition and weight loss coaching session in my office with me so I can help you become a slimmer, healthier you and understand how to control your New Year's resolutions and push you in the direction of better health. I wanted to do this. I did this, and it went over really well. Now, I'm only going to take 10 people because my time is very, very limited, but I want to give everybody a chance to do this. So go ahead, again, email me at tony@getyourleanon.com or go to my website, getyourleanon.com, and inquire saying, I listen to you on WHBY, and you will get a chance to sit with me for 1 hour and learn why you're not able to lose weight and permanently keep it off. Sound good?
Can't beat that deal.
No, absolutely not. You cannot beat that deal. So let's dive back into our subject again, where we're breaking down the barriers on why hormones matter way more than calories when it comes to weight gain and weight loss, and those hormones that are tied directly to this. But first, I broke down the real reason why we gain weight. And I think this is so profound, Zach, that I think that I need to go over this one more time so people can start to actually grab this concept and think about it. So we've been led to believe that eating too much food is the reason why we gain weight. And although it might seem very logical to assume that eating too many calories equates to weight gain, especially because that's what it's been ingrained in us, calories are the focal point to weight loss and better health. It's not really the way the body works biologically or on a biological level. So I'm going to break this down once again on why we gain weight. This is a very simplistic overview, but I think the listeners will get a very clear idea on what's going on. So weight gain is a triggered response to eating food that causes you to have more sugar in the bloodstream than the body is capable of using. Now, the faster a calorie enters the bloodstream and the higher it raises blood sugar level, the quicker that calorie or those calories will be converted to body fat. So it's not a matter of how many calories you eat or how many calories you don't eat versus how many you burn. It's a matter of what those calories are actually doing to your body hormonally. It's all on a hormonal balance, not on an energy balance thing. Our body can do that automatically. So I hope that makes a lot of sense. And we're going to dive in now to these hormones that are directly tied to weight gain and therefore weight loss. So know that your body can automatically stabilize everything automatically, like your blood sugar, your energy level, your balance, your stress, your mood, your cognition, your satiety, and your own perfect body weight if you have your body in a balanced and homeostatic state, meaning that your hormones are all working optimally. Now, there's many hormones that are produced within the body that play a role in your health, a major role in your health, but three in particular are associated with the regulation and reaction to hunger, cravings, and satiety, or what I call the neuroregulation of appetite, which in turn will be predict through hormonal responses, again, not calories, hormonal responses, what, when, and how much you're going to eat, which will either dictate weight gain or weight loss. All right? These three hormones are insulin, leptin, and ghrelin. Again, these three hormones that are tightly tied to weight gain and weight loss are insulin, leptin, and ghrelin. So let's break these three down and see what they actually are and what they do in the body, and then some things that can create these hormones to be sensitized again so they work optimally in our body. All right? So insulin is touted by many nutrition professionalists as a fat-storing hormone. And although this is true, it's only true to a varying degree because insulin is more accurately described as an energy-storing slash fat-regulating hormone produced by the pancreas, meaning it stores energy, and at that time, it will not let you release fat, or it stores fat. Now, one of these hormones' main jobs is to keep your blood sugar levels from either getting too high or what we know as a state of hyperglycemia, or going too low, which is known as hypoglycemia. High blood sugar levels, low blood sugar levels. Now, after you eat food that raises your blood sugar level, your pancreas releases insulin into the bloodstream, and this insulin then tells your cells to either pick up the sugar from the bloodstream. So insulin grabs the sugar and takes it to the cells. Now, it escorts the sugar to your cells to be stored as energy in the form of glycogen. That's our energy reserves in our muscle and our liver. And if the energy reserves are full, meaning if you're already carrying some excess weight on you, then that means your glycogen levels are most likely full, then this sugar will then be taken to your fat cells and stored as future energy on your body as subcutaneous fat. Now, although insulin is a very important hormone and absolutely essential to survival, when it becomes chronically elevated, like anything else, anything like, you know, that becomes chronically elevated, like inflammation or anything, for prolonged periods of time, I mean, it can become highly disruptive and cause major hormonal and metabolic issues. Now, we know that the main stimulus for insulin secretion, without a doubt, you can't argue it, is dietary carbohydrates, especially sugar, fructose, and refined carbohydrates, okay? In fact, many studies have concluded that eating a lower carbohydrate diet helps stabilize blood sugar levels, reduces cravings, which leads to a dramatic reduction in insulin output, helping produce automatic weight loss without having to count calories. Isn't that interesting? So there goes the calorie thing again out the window. So let's give the listeners some action plans that they can do, that I'll provide for them, that can help sensitize insulin again so insulin can work properly for them and help stabilize blood sugar levels so they can lose weight automatically right after we come back from this commercial.
And 281-1150, our Settler Bank phone lines. We'll be back with more of Coach Tony on Get Your Lean On after this. You're listening to Get Your Lean On with Coach Tony. I'm Zach Morris filling in for Haley Tempest on Focus Fox Valley. And Coach Tony going over how hormones can play more of a bigger role than counting calories and a lot of stuff. If you missed anything, be sure to check out WHBY.com for the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. There is so much going on here that you're going to have to listen to it over and over again to grab all the concepts. But basically, I'm breaking down how, you know, hormones are going to dictate weight gain and weight loss far more than the amount of calories you do or don't eat. And there's certain hormones that are directly tied to this, and we're breaking into them now. We went through what they are. They're insulin, leptin, and ghrelin. I went over insulin's job and what it does in the body, how it's a energy storing / fat regulating hormone in the body. And now I'm going to give our listeners some actions that they can take to improve their insulin sensitivity so their hormones are all going to be optimally regulated. The first one is, of course, when we talked about it, is avoid or minimize sugar as much as possible in your diet. Now, high amounts of sucrose and fructose promote insulin resistance and raise insulin levels. So added sugar, whether it's in the form of sucrose or all these other sugar names or fructose or high fructose corn syrup especially, is a no-no. The next one is reduce your carbohydrate consumption. Now, low-carb diets are proven to cause an immediate drop in insulin levels, which help equate to automatic weight loss. Eat more protein. And, Zach, I talk about this a lot. Protein is so essential because it's so thermogenic. Now, protein actually raises your metabolism because of the thermogenesis it has over fats and carbohydrates. Also, it leads to long-term reduction in insulin resistance by helping reduce body fat because it upticks your metabolism. Include plenty of healthy fats. Now, omega-3 polyunsaturated fats that are found in fish like salmon, tuna, herring, mackerel, halibut can all help lower faster insulin levels, which is an ultimately great thing. And increase magnesium. Now, individuals that are insulin resistant oftentimes are found to be deficient in magnesium, which helps improve insulin sensitivity. Now, if you're going to do supplementations or you're on medications, please, or you're going to make dietary changes, please consult your physician before you go ahead and do any of this. But if you're going to and you get cleared or you're metabolically healthy and you want to take magnesium just to ensure that you have enough magnesium, 300 to 400 milligrams is a fairly optimal level or a fairly optimal dose to be taking. And then, of course, the last but certainly not the least is exercise regularly. Now, increase physical activity through either walking, jogging, or better yet, resistance training has been shown to improve insulin sensitivity, all of which are great and are going to push you in the direction of automatic weight loss and optimal health. The next important hormone here, the second in command, is leptin. Now, leptin is a hormone that's produced by the body's fat cells and is notably referred to as the satiety starvation hormone. Now, leptin's primary target is in the brain, particularly a area called the hypothalamus. Now, one of its primary jobs is to inform the brain that you have plenty of fuel or fat already in storage. This signals a satiating effect, telling the body that food intake is not necessary, preventing you from either eating or overeating. Now, leptin has many important functions relating to metabolism, including the impact on food intake, energy homeostasis, which is a perfect balance, as well as cognition, so focus and function, and immune function, which are all awesome. Now, however, leptin's main role is long-term regulation of energy balance, which is the total amount of calories we consume and expend and how much fat we end up storing on our bodies. So now you can see how these hormones, Zach, are really tied into this whole fat gain or fat loss. I mean, it's so critical that we need to not focus on these calories, but at the end of the day, where they're coming from, that can create harmonious hormonal balance. Now, leptin's origin of checks and balances was originally designed through evolution to keep us from starving to death or overeating, both of which would have made it less likely for us to survive in nature. But these days, however, leptin seems quite effective at keeping us from starving because we're just like eating a lot and a lot of the wrong things. Our biology's broken. But for many of us today, something seems to be disengaged when it comes to preventing us from overeating. And overeating, and I mean the wrong things. And these are hormonal balances that are dictating this. So some action plans that can help improve leptin sensitivity. Big one, avoid inflammatory foods. Now, inflammation is the precursor or the gateway to every metabolic and chronic issue that we struggle with today. So limit foods that create inflammation, such as highly processed carbohydrates, sugary drinks, industrialized seed oils like corn oil, safflower oil, grapeseed oil, soybean oil, and of course, trans fats. Now, if the listeners want a more in-depth thing on the fats and oils that you need to avoid or the ones that you should be putting into your diet, go to my website, getyourleanon.com. That's getyourleanon.com, and sign up for my free e-newsletter. Either scroll down to the bottom of the page, sign up for my free e-newsletter, or go to one of my blogs, and you'll see a little side thing there where you can fill it out and say, let me in. And I will, if you sign up for my free e-newsletter, where this content will go right to your email inbox, you will get a free booklet or a free sheet that's going to tell you the healthiest fats that you need to put into your diet and the ones you need to sidestep, just for signing up. So eat more anti-inflammatory foods, which are, of course, green leafy vegetables such as spinach, kale, and collards. And I put these in my diet every single day. I even put spinach and kale in my protein shakes. Nuts like almonds and walnuts are great anti-inflammatory foods. Fatty fish like salmon, mackerel, tuna, and sardines. And fruits such as strawberries, blackberries, raspberries, and citrus fruits like oranges and avocados, which most people think is a vegetable, but it's actually a fruit. And, of course, exercise moderately as well.
It's more than just counting calories. It's so much you have to learn about the process and your own body.
Absolutely. So there's one more, which is ghrelin. We don't have time to get into that. But I will have this. You'll be able to go back to the podcast, and I will have this transcript on my website broken down for you so you can go ahead and read it. So you'll have all the information right there.
Perfect. Right there for anyone 24-7.
24-7. So again, don't forget, hey, go to my website, getyourleanon.com. Go to inquire, or Tony at getyourleanon.com, and inquire about the free giveaway that I offered here on WHBY. And until next time, hey, peace, health, and happiness from yours truly, Coach Tony.
Thanks, Coach. We'll talk to you next month.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. Our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.